Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. In the early 1990s, grunge was king. Seattle's Sounds of the Underground took over rock radio and made stars of those festooned in flannel. And Chris Cornell was at the center of it all. Chris Cornell's band Soundgarden was the first grunge act to sign to a major recording label, and the frontman had a voice destined for rock stardom, whether crooning with smoky sensuality or screaming to wake the dead. Oh, yeah. Soundgarden disbanded in 1997 after multi-platinum sales and Grammy success. And Cornell kept rocking, both solo and with the band Audioslave. On his new record, Chris Cornell has taken a startling turn. He's enlisted the production help of one of hip-hop's great studio alchemists, Timbaland. Chris Cornell is transformed. That's Ground Zero, a track from the latest CD by Chris Cornell. It's called Scream. Chris Cornell joins me now from NPR West. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So this really isn't Soundgarden. It's like a modern soul record. How did the project get started?
It was kind of an accident where I was looking for someone to do some remixes on some songs from my album Carry On, which came out, I think, almost 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And Timbaland's name came up, and then I talked to him. He said he was a fan. He recited some lyrics from a song I did for Euphoria Morning, which was my first solo record that came out in 1998, which kind of shocked me because that's a fairly obscure album.
Long memory.
I'm not sure I remembered those lyrics, to be honest. And he said, I would love to do a couple of original songs. And I said, that sounds great, but you know, there's a voice in the back of my head saying, what are you going to do with that? Yeah. Why not, if you're in the studio with this guy who's supposedly a workaholic, makes albums in 3 weeks, why not just make an album and have a new album that's completely different than you've ever done to release? And I just sort of got this excited feeling when I thought that. No price, nothing I pay will make it all right. Nothing I see will make it lose sight. Nothing I take will make me sleep at night. Sleep at night.
Talking with singer Chris Cornell, his new CD is called Scream. Now, many R&B singers had great screams themselves. James Brown, Otis Redding, Sam and Dave. Mm-hmm. Do you feel your style is something in common with theirs?
I think that it really informed rock music, period. I was first and foremost, I think, a Beatles fan. And I heard a lot about Paul being really into Little Richard. And I remember seeing Little Richard on TV when I was a child, and he was doing that thing that Paul McCartney would do. And I realized, oh, he got it from that. And that was the first time I understood the concept that, you know, these things don't come from thin air. Everybody's influenced by someone. And that's what got me more interested in the idea. You know, as time went on, I wanted to at some point make what I felt like was more of kind of an authentic R&B or soul album. Now, bearing in mind that over all of this time, what has become kind of modern R&B and soul is very different than what I've been a fan of. And where Timbaland comes in is he kind of has that up-to-the-minute thing going on the album. So I didn't expect to be doing an album like this where in one fell swoop I'm kind of completely adopting a different style of writing songs and recording an album and working with someone that works in a completely different fashion than I've ever done before.
Timbaland had you change your singing style completely. How difficult was that to do after 20 years of singing in a different way?
The biggest obstacle I had, I think, was singing on beat exactly. Because I think with sort of the modern beat-based recording production style, a lot of it is influenced by hip-hop and rap music, and there's a flow to it. And everything is kind of bouncing on the beat all the time. And if something isn't on that beat, it sort of throws off the rhythm, it throws off the groove, and it doesn't really work anymore. And that is not really the way I'm used to singing. I always spent years sort of trying to lay off the beat. I would have producers sort of point at Sinatra sometimes, as he would really go ahead and behind the beat and sing in between the rhythms sometimes and in between what the other instruments were doing. And it's an expressive thing, and you get into that as a singer, you kind of find your own version of that, and then it becomes second nature. So to just kind of change the focus, that took a few days.
Are you brace Chris Cornell for a little resistance from your old Soundgarden fans? I mean, this isn't necessarily a sound that all of them will wrap their arms around, is it?
Well, that's pretty simple math. I mean, you can sort of have that epiphany in about 2 seconds while you bring up the idea of making a whole album with Timbaland. And then, you know, I think it's part of what music and being a singer and a songwriter and a musician is about, though.
But what do you say to them to convince them to come along on your transformation?
I don't think that it's my job to convince anybody to come along. I think that music is sort of out there, and you know, everybody has the freedom to get into something or not. And I don't expect people to necessarily like it that are fans of Soundgarden. But you know, I'm also kind of realistic. Soundgarden was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be a happy guy if I was doing music that fit perfectly into that environment.
Chris Cornell was the lead singer for Soundgarden and Audioslave. It has a new solo disc that's produced by hip-hop stalwart Timbaland. It's called Scream. Thanks so much for talking with us, Chris Cornell.
All right, thank you very much.